This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And joining us, where have you been? We've missed you for the past, what, 3 years?
She's been everywhere, man.
Yeah, that's for sure. Instead of Johnny Cash, we have Ramona Cox.
That's close. She's a lot prettier, though.
Yes. Well, thank you.
So talk to us of a completely different kind of adventure for you.
That's right. Yeah. So I've been off for about the last 4.5 years on the Skyway to Highway journey. And the goal was to fly similar routes to, or drive similar routes to what I would fly. And I've been through 34 states, California to, Washington to Oshkosh to Maine to Key West. Back to Oshkosh.
Key West.
Right, back up to the Canadian border, and then, I always end up back here.
Yes. Yes. Don't we all? Like, drawn to the flame.
Right.
Yep. So, yes, obviously a lot slower than flying.
Well, that's what's funny, that when I first started, it was, are we there yet? I was like a bad child in my mind. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? No, I would head towards mountains, and I would look, and I would think, oh, this would take 20 minutes, right? Because I'm blasting right over them. And then I would think, man, when's this going to end? Yep. A half hour, 45 minutes, and I'd be getting to the peak, and I'd think, okay, I'm out of here. And then I'd look, I'd say, no, another mountain range past that one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Country got a lot bigger, didn't it?
The country got a lot bigger, yeah. So, it's been really, really fun and really, really fascinating. I had never seen the East Coast when I got to Oshkosh. I mean, I hadn't even toured it from the air, but I was able to see it from the ground. And it's fascinating because there's a lot of people talk about boondocking, but boondocking is not backcountry, right? As Sky Chick, I do backcountry. So I'll land in the middle of Schaefer Meadows, in the middle of 1.5 acres of wilderness. And most, when you're in a camper or RVing, you are limited, right, to where you can go. And it would be frustrating because I'd pull into some place and I'd think, oh my gosh, those people are like 20 feet away.
Yeah, 20 feet's far.
They're looking in my window. This is horrible. So it's a completely different experience, but it's actually really beautiful to see to see everything from the ground. Before I started this trip, I wouldn't drive. Somebody would say, oh, we're going to San Francisco. I'd like, flying. We're going to go 2 hours away flying. Sorry, find me an airport. I will not drive. Are you kidding? Driving. Right? It was just completely different. So
that's interesting. That's very interesting. Now, both of he and I have driven from Pennsylvania to California.
Oh, wow.
Used to the going under the radar. We drive here 900 miles.
Right.
So going under the radar, we're used to that.
All right.
And last year, I took two 1,000-mile trips.
Wow.
Plus also went to Key West.
Well, there you go.
Long-distance voyagers.
Yeah. Yeah,
and but it's not like her.
No.
She's got her own living situation that follows her around.
Right, yeah. I mean, I have a camper. So I've gone, I don't know, about 35,000 miles.
Wow.
Right.
Now, how much... With plane camping, you're very restrictive in what you can bring with you. Have you found that going in four wheels is freeing in some aspects, that you can bring things you couldn't bring before?
Well, remember, I'm out for years, and so, oh, absolutely. I can bring so much, it's ridiculous. but then again, look at my airplane when I'm packed up.
I mean,
I can carry 1,000 pounds, right, plus 80 gallons of fuel. So my camper sort of is the same thing. I am not the queen of underpacking. Well, let's put it that
way. She's got everything from a string bikini to a parka.
Yeah, no kidding.
Oh, absolutely. You have to have all that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Preparation is key, bro.
That's right. That's right. And how many flat tires have you had to change on the side of the road?
No, I had better than that. I had a tire and the rim fly off.
Wow.
And the entire thing on the camper fly off at 60 miles an hour going through a windy road. It was crazy. No, but here's what's so perfect. As pilots, when it hits the fan, we have to stay calm.
Right.
There is no choice.
Right.
You know, there's no panic. And so as... I have hands off on the phone, right? I was talking to somebody and I said, I think I have a flat tire. And I looked at the rearview mirror and I saw it fly across the whole thing, fly across the freeway. And I said, oh, I think I lost the tire. Can I call you right back? He said, sure. So But as I'm driving, I'm feeling it, right? So I immediately go into the zone, the zone we go into when we're flying and there's an emergency, right? I go into the zone, and here's what's going through my mind. Wow, this handles so well without a tire. I'm serious. I'm thinking, oh, this, and, but I'm thinking, okay, I can't slam on the brakes. I will jackknife this camper. I can't go slam my mom because I have a semi in back of me. But I'm slowly slowing down, and I'm thinking, I'm just amazed at how well this drives without a wheel. So it's funny how no matter what you do, you are the pilot. The pilot's in you.
Right.
And you're going to...
The training applies.
Get calm. The training applies. Exactly.
That's crazy.
Or when you're flying along, I find that I'll look up at the clouds and I'll think, okay, would I go over that one or under that one?
Yeah, right.
But it just... That
decision doesn't exist.
Brain, yeah, probably flying for over 30 years, if it just... It's the same. You're going to be thinking pilot.
Yep. I remember one time we were on our way here with one of our old pop-ups. And I'm zooming down the highway and I felt a vibration. And I thought, that's odd. And then I thought, you know, the last time I felt something like that, I had a trailer flat, and I look in the mirror just in time to see the last bits of the tire flying off into the sunset. Like, oops.
Yeah, it's really crazy. And I work on the road. I mean, mobile work. Everybody now with COVID, right? And COVID was a blip for me. I was in Florida. I parked on this beautiful lake. I had it all to myself. I was there for 3 months. And I bring a boat and a motor with me. Always. I have a Honda, right? A Honda BF 2.3 motor and a boat and my generator, of course. Mm-hmm. And that's Honda's been sponsoring me now for 5 years. So thank you, Honda. And I use their products all the time. I mean, I fish a lot to eat. So between the outboard and the the Honda, the 2200 that I'm using, I have power everywhere. So that is truly, it powers my lifestyle. Without that, I don't know what I would do. You just need power sometimes, especially when I'm boondocking.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, because you are out in the middle of nowhere.
Right.
However, at least when you're in the car and going most places, you don't need the protection that the firearms that you normally take with you when you're boondocking provide.
Right, right. Yeah,
so that's a break.
That's an important component, I think, for anyone, especially females. And I've never had any terrible problems, but I also have night vision infrared cameras all the way around. My rig is pretty modified. It's sort of like a James Bond, but you can't tell from the outside.
Okay, yeah, except within, you get within 20 feet and a gun turret pops up on the roof and tracks you.
Well, it helps to know what's going on inside. I actually gave a talk on safety and security for RVers and campers or RVers when I was 6 months out, because I thought, I'm used to being in a tent and hearing bears outside literally breaking the tree branches to get my food and then gobbling it up right outside the tent. So I'm used to incoming. And so in terms of doing that trip, I came with that thought process and found all these things that just made sense. So are we good? Yeah.
So learning process there.
Yeah. So I am here at in Hangar B with Moto Art and Plane Tags, booth 2023. And I've been with Moto Art for 18 years now. A lot of people don't even know that, the furniture, Moto Art furniture.
Yeah, I didn't even realize they were that old.
Oh, they've been 20 years.
I am getting old now.
Yeah,
wow.
20 years. And so Plane Tags, they developed that about 6-7 years ago. So now I am in charge of licensing for Plane Tags. So I brought in, just with the airlines and aircraft manufacturers, so Piper. We brought in Piper, and so here at this show we have 3 Piper tags. I brought in FedEx, and so I'm talking with a lot of there are other companies we brought in that I can't say yet, but they're names that you'll recognize, and people love to get a little tag.
Oh, yeah, the tags are fantastic.
Yes, they are. We had
Dave Holland here the other day.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, before I forget, tomorrow morning, 11:30, I am giving a talk on gear. I gave a talk on Monday. It was packed on backcountry flying, and so it's 11:30, Forum 10, and I've got all kinds of gear for 2023 and just a lot of notes and tips having to do with gear because I've done it for so long that
you know what works.
I know what works. It's called like what's right and what's hype, and yeah. and I say what is hype. I don't kind of hold back on that sort of thing.
Like, right. I don't want to go because I'll probably find out that 3/4 of what I own is crap.
Well, at least I can give you better suggestions.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what. You don't go. I'll go because I've got a smaller RV.
That's
and
right.
I've got to think more conservatively when I pack.
His trailer makes yours look huge.
I love my trailer.
Well, go to Overland West. That's where you find out where all the gear is.
Okay.
Yeah, the small gear for that's a fabulous show. It's like the backcountry show for Jeepers.
Oh.
Right? Or, you know, people that have, well, whether it's a, you know, one of the Honda's got a really cool vehicle out now.
You
know,
Ridgeline.
Well, amazing. Did you see that Honda has at their booth now? They have, it's a complete outdoor adventure. They have ATVs. They mm-hmm. have motorcycles. They blended it all together,
yep.
and it's fantastic.
Yep. Starting with the jet.
And it all fits in the Honda jet.
It fits in it. Well, the Goldwing might not, but... That's what you need, a gold wing.
I know. That would be good. I think it, though, it's kind of, I don't think I could. I'd need a stepladder to get on.
Yeah, I hear you.
Right.
I hear you. All right, we've been speaking with Ramona Cox of, well, Moto Art and Sky Chick and Skyway to Highway and 14,000 other adventures we'd all like to have.
Plane tags, Hangar B, number 2023. Come by, let's swap some backcountry stories and have some fun.
Okay. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. And this is EAA Radio.